So I've got a series of Torahs like Dimla now, which are called, the title that's given to them is Lashon HaChaverim, which means these Torahs were not written down originally by Rav Moshe Zal. These were Torahs which he wasn't present to listen to, and they were told over to him. Some of them he heard from Rav Elazar himself afterwards, and he wrote over in his own Lashon to clarify it. And you'll be able to tell very, very easily the difference between his Lashon and the Lashon HaChaverim, because his Lashon is unique. As far as any sefer in the world, any writer in the world, there's no one conceivable who had his style of writing, his smoothness with words, to be able to present an idea in as neat a manner as he did. Rabbi Elazar bases this Torah on a pasuk in Yeshaya. The pasuk says, "Ki savur b'mayim," when you will be forced to pass over water, Hashem says, "Itchoni, I will be with you." This is what Hashem says to Ben Israel. When you'll be forced to cross waters, Hashem says, "I'll be with you." Rabbi Elazar says, "Dehinei haTorah sosim vegalia." The Torah is nigla and nistar. Sosim means hidden, galia means revealed. VaHakadosh Baruch Hu gamken sosim vegalia. We know that the Zohar Kodesh says that there are three things that are one: Kudshei Baruch Hu, VYisrael, VaEraisa Chadu, which means that any attribute, pretty much, that we could say about the Torah, we could say about Hashem. So if the Torah has in it Nigla and Nistar, it means Kaviyochel Hashem himself has a Bechin of Nigla and a Bechin of Nistar. Dahainu, Ma Shenigla Lanu, that which is revealed to us, Hu HaLevush V'HaChitzonius. That's Kaviyochel, the Levush of Hashem, the Levush of the Torah, the Chitzonius of the Torah, the outside part. Uma Shenistar Mimenu, that which is hidden from us, Hu HaPrimius, is the inner part. Note the wording that Rabbi Elazar uses. Each person has to be mezarez himself, has to work very, very quickly and very diligently to achieve the primius, meaning that which is hidden for him. To one person, that's chumash. The knowledge of chumash is hidden from him. He has to study chumash well. Each person has to strive to achieve that which to him is a makif, that which to him is nistar. Ach, Rabbi Elazar says, however, Eich yuchal lahagia el hanistar mimenu, how could a person achieve that which is hidden from him? If a person wants to have the nistarois become niglois, how does he do it? If you recall, we had a Torah a long time ago, Torah Chafala from the Kotel Moran, where Rabbi Elazar quoted a pasuk in Ono B'chayach that has the solution to this problem. What was the pasuk? Tzakoseinu yodea talomois. Through tzaka, through screaming to Hashem, that's how we are zeichet to be yodea talumos, to get to know that those items that are hidden from us. And Rabbi Elazar had brought that the Roshei Tevois of Tzakoseinu yodea talumos are the same as the pasuk Tzur Yelodcha Teshi, which refers to Chidushim of Torah. It refers to a Divrei Torah being born. Here Rabbi Elazar is bringing the same concept, but in a completely different environment. Rabbi Elazar says, in other words, a person could learn this Torah and not see any association with that. If a person becomes familiar with this Sefer, you begin to get used to being able to weave which pieces go together and how Rabbi Elazar is presenting the same concept in many, many different forms. How can a person be zeichet to reach, to achieve that which is hidden from him? Bitfilo lishmo. Through tfilo lishmo, that's how a person is zeichet to achieve the nistar. Now note, we spoke this Shabbos about the union of Torah Lishmo, about learning Torah Lishmo, which means for the right kavonos. Here Rabbi Elazar uses the same term Lishmo regarding tefillah, which means there is a tefillah shelo lishmo. It's possible for a person to daven with all kinds of silly pniyos involved. Rabbi Elazar says, what's pshat tefillah lishmo? Sheyikasher hamachshovo el hadibur shel tefillah, where the person ties together, binds his thoughts to his words of tefillah, bekesher amitz v'chozak, in a very, very tight knot. Rabbi Elazar explains now. So that's the key to being zeichet to be masig nistoris. How? Ki HaKadosh Baruch Hu Nis'aveh L'Tfilosu Shel Tzadikim. The Gemara says in Chulin, why do we find that many tzadikim had difficulty in having children? Yitzchak Avinu, for example, the Gemara brings in Chulin. The Gemara says the reason is because Hashem loves the tefillos of tzadikim, and especially by them, Yitzchak and Rivka, where their names Yitzchak Rivka is bigimatria tefillah, it's obvious that their tefillah was one that Hashem craved very, very much. This is why Hashem held back from them, because he knew it would arouse them to tefillah. The pasuk says, "Vayefar Yitzchak Lashem." Yitzchak davened to Hashem. Hashem wanted to bring out that tefillah. V'lama. The question is, why does Hashem love the tefillahs of tzaddikim so much? Rabbi Nisal explains, "Ki Hakadosh Baruch Hu chafetz chesedu." Factually, we know that Hashem loves fairness, in a sense. Hashem loves mishpat, but Hashem also loves chesed. He loves kindness. V'roitze tomid lahashpia hashpois ubrachos. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants constantly to bestow shefa and bracha to Bnei Yisrael. V'ein hashpo yecholah leireid rak al yidei keli hanikro ani. And the only way that it's possible for shefa to come down is if there is a keli called Ani. Ani is the keli. Now, if you recall, we mentioned many times that the Zohar HaKadosh says that Ayin, the word Ayin refers to Keser, we know. The word Ayin refers to Keser. The word Ani refers to Malchus. Ani is Malchus. Ani l'doidi v'doidi li. Ani refers to Malchus. Malchus is a keli, we said always. Malchus is a keli. Now Rabbi Nizal is going to explain a little deeper why. Why Ani is Malchus and how Ani is the keli. How do we know that the Shefa can't come down unless there is a certain keli called Hani? Shenema, because the Pasuk says, by the Koyhanim, Koyhan is the Isha Chesed, right? The Pasuk says, by the Koyhanim, V'samu es Shmi al Bnei Yisrael, V'ani avorachem. When there is Ani, that's when it's possible for there to be Bracha. Rabbi Nizal says, Shenema v'ani avorachem. Rabbi Nizal says, okay, so we see that Ani is the keli that's required for Shefa. Rabbi Nizal says now, V'hakeli hanal na'ase al yidei kol echod mi'Yisrael. This keli is created through each and every member of Klal Yisrael, kishem ispalel ba'ofen shemekasher hamachshava ladibur. Every single yid who is zeiche to daven tefillah bekavona, meaning that his mind kavona is nothing fancy other than the simple concept of binding together the machshavah and the dibur, meaning you're not allowed to have any outside thoughts during the tefillah. If a person sees that his mind is one, he's thinking about something else during tefillah, that's not tefillah bekavona. Now Rabbi Nizal here is talking about tefillah bekavona. Tefillah lishmo means tefillah where you're attaching your moyach to the tefillah. Rabbi Nizal says the keli of ani is generated through each and every yid when he davens in a manner where he's made kasha machshavah to dibur. Why? Ki kol echot miYisrael nikro tzaddik. We know that every single member of Klal Yisrael is called a tzaddik. How do we know this? Shenemar, as the pasuk says in Yeshaya, va'amech kulam tzaddikim. Bnei Yisrael as a whole are referred to as tzaddikim. V'hatzaddik nikro aleph. The tzaddik is referred to by the letter aleph. How do we know this? Miloshon, as the pasuk says in Tehillim, alufeinu misubolim. Our leaders suffer. They are forced to undergo suffering. So we see aluf means a leader. Aluf means a tzaddik. Each member of Bnei Israel is a leader. Bnei Israel, Bnei Malachim Haim, the Gemara says, they are princes, meaning they are malchus, they are leaders. The hanun nikro dibur. The letter nun symbolizes dibur. Ki hadibur hi malchus. We know that dibur is malchus. Al derech malchus peh. As the Tikkun Ezra says, malchus refers to the mouth. O Malchus Nikro Nun. We know that the Malchus is symbolized by the letter Nun. Kimoi Shekosu, as the pasuk says in Tehillim, Lifnei Shemesh Yinoin Shemoi. O Pirush Rashi Loshin Malchus. Rashi HaKadosh says Yinoin is an Indian of Malchus. So we see that the letter Nun refers to Malchus. So the Aleph refers to each and every member of Klal Yisrael who is a tzaddik. The Nun refers to the Dibur. And the Hayud Nas Al Yedei HaMachshava. The Yud is created through Machshava. Shemekashir lahadibur, which is attached to the dibur. Ki hamachshava nikra yud. Machshava is called the letter yud. Ki moishe kosev, as the pasuk says, oz yashir moishe. Upirish Rashi, and Rashi HaKadosh says it should have said oz shor moishe. Then Moshe Rabbeinu sang. Why does it say yashir, which means will sing? Rashi HaKadosh says, al shem hamachshava nimra. This is said with a thought for the future that there's going to come a time when Moshe Rabbeinu is going to sing. So we see that yud refers to machshava. Rabbi Nizal says, "V'nigmar hakeli hanikro ani." So when you have this combination of a yid with dibur with machshava, and it's all connected solidly, then you have ani. V'nigmar hakeli hanikro ani. V'hashefa yoyred, and the shefa comes down. V'nishlam chofetz Hashem yisborach, and the desire of Hashem is fulfilled. Because if you recall, we start off by saying ki chofetz chesed hu. Hashem is chofetz chesed. Hashem wants to give. Hashem's desire is to give, not to receive. Ulefikoch Hashem yisborach nisave letfilosom. That's the reason for Hashem's taiva. Because if you picture a good father, what is a good father? One who enjoys giving. He doesn't enjoy when his kids support him. He enjoys, what's his biggest nachas? If he has an opportunity to give something. Kaviyachol, Hashem is avinu shebashamayim. Hashem is a real good father. Hashem's greatest pleasure is to give. So that's why Hashem loves tefillah, because tefillah is what facilitates his giving. He can't give unless the keli ani is available. Now Rabbi Nizal says, V'yoduahu, and it is known, Kimi shemekabel tainug me'acher, that one who receives pleasure from another person, nikro nukva, is called a bechina of nukva, ratzalema legabe. Compared to the one who's giving, the recipient is always called a bechina of nukva. Nekev always receives, zohar is the mashpia, nekev is the mekabel. Nimza, what do we see from here? When Hashem receives pleasure from Bnei Yisrael, from their tefillah, kaviyochol Bnei Yisrael become the mashpia, Bnei Yisrael become the zohar, kaviyochol Hashem becomes a nekeva in relation to Bnei Yisrael. This is why the pasuk says, ishei reyach nichoyach l'Hashem. Rabbi Nizal explains, ki al yedei reyach hanichoyach shemekabel Hashem yisborach mitfilois shel Yisrael, through the delicious aroma that Hashem receives from the tefillos of Bnei Yisrael, nase beside isha. Why does it say ishei? Showing us that kaviyochel, when there's tefillah going up, when there's korbono is going up, kaviyochel Hashem becomes a bechin of isha, a bechin of nukva, a bechin of recipient. By the way, the Sifrei Kabbalah bring interesting, this word nichoyach is actually a combination of two words. What is the word nichoyach? The word nichoyach is sometimes written with a yud, sometimes without a yud. How do we say when a person receives pleasure from another person? Nachas ruach. The word in Hebrew is anachas ruach. Nichoyach is nachas ruach. The first two letters of nachas, the last two letters of ruach, that's the word nichoyach. Nichoyach refers to the nachas ruach that Hashem receives from Karbonis. Also, Rabbi Zal once mentioned that the word Nechoyach is Begematria Ein Beis, standing for Atzilos, that the aroma of Karbono is specifically the Ketores, which is Reach Nechoyach, goes up to the Olam HaAtzilos. Nechoyach, Nun Ches, Vav Ches. The Yud is sometimes there, sometimes, if you look in Chumash, you'll see sometimes it's spelled with a Yud, sometimes without a Yud. Ishei actually means like a firing. In other words, pshat-wise, okay, it means the fire of the aroma of the korbanos. Why does it use that word? But then as I says, because kaviyochel, when there are korbanos going up, kaviyochel Hashem becomes a bechina of nukva. And we have a rule throughout Kabbalah, that the nukva surrounds the dikva. The nukva, this is a rule that's brought throughout Sifrei Kabbalah, that whenever we talk about these spheroids, for example, you have Chochmah and Bina. Which one is the... We just mentioned at the beginning of this Torah that there's Pnimius and Chitzonius. Pnimius is the higher level, Chitzonius is the lower level, which means that let's say you have Chochmah and Bina. Which one would you picture as being the Pnimi? Which one is the Chitzonius? Chachma is the Pnimi. Chachma is symbolized by a concentric circle. Bina is a circle around Chachma. That's the Soy, the Sifra Kabbalah bring of the word Mayim. What is Mayim? Yud is Chachma. Yud al Shema Chachma Nemra. Mem is Bina. Note in the word Mayim, the Yud is in the middle, surrounded by Bina. Chachma is surrounded by Bina on both sides. Rabbi Nathal says here, the pasuk that the Sifrei Kabbalah bring for this is Unekeva to Seivev Gever. Yirmiyanov, he says, that the Nekeva surrounds the Zohar. The Nekeva surrounds, takes around the Zohar. Rabbi Nathal says, in Cain, if that's the case, may hapnimius naaseh chitzonius. We said at the beginning of this Torah that what do we want to achieve? We want to be masig v'nistor. If kaviyochel, Hashem was originally in a state of pnim, and we make Hashem kaviyochel into the nekeva is to save it. The nekeva becomes the chitzoni, kaviyochel meaning it becomes more accessible to us. So by doing this, through this act of tefillah lishma, whereby you cause kaviyachal Hashem to become a nukva, by doing that the pnimius becomes chitzonius, because kaviyachal Hashem becomes bechinas soviv, unekevo to soviv gever. If you want, you can take a look in Torah Tesvo that we had previously. There also Rav Enizal talks about this concept of making from Pnimius Chitzonius. If you recall, we had that the Pnimius of the upper level becomes a makif right to the Chitzonius of the lower level. That the Pnimius of the lower level goes up and becomes a makif to the Chitzonius of the upper level. That's what it was over there. Okay, Rav Enizal says now, Vizer Pirish HaPosuk, now we can explain this posuk that we started with the Torah with. Kisavur Abamayim. Rav Enizal says, Vesavur Miloshim Hisgalus. The word La'avur means to become revealed. Vayavur Hashem Alpono Vayikra. Hashem was revealed the Yud Gimel Midei Shavachim there. Rabbi Nizal brings proof from a different pasuk. The Ovar Hashem Limgoifes Mitzrayim. The pasuk says Hashem will pass over into Egypt to punish the Egyptians. The Targum Unkelus. The Targum says Veyizgali Hashem. Hashem will become revealed. So we see Ibor La'avir is an inyan of Hisgalus, revelation. Rabbi Nizal says Ve'ein Mayim Ela Torah, and Mayim is Torah. Vahapirishu. What's the explanation to this pasuk? When you will want there to be a revelation within Torah that the items that are hidden from you should become revealed. If you'll have ani with you, then you'll be able to have a hisgalus in Torah. If you'll be able to generate ani, how? If you'll be zecha to tefillah lishmo, to be mekasher machshava to dibur, then you'll be zecha to be masig nistoros in Torah. Note, Rebbe Zal once mentioned the Sifrei Kabbalah bring on this word ani. This word ani is an interesting word. We say in the davening in the morning, we say ani rishoin va'ani achroin umi baladecha ein alekim. This is what the pasuk says. Hashem says, I am the first, I am the last, and without me there is no ruler, there's no leader other than Hashem. Any melech gets his memshoah from Hashem. So I think it's the Arizal who says that what's pshat in this pasuk. Note an interesting thing: the ikar name of Hashem is yudkei vavkei ani rishoin. If you take that which is first, Rishon means first, which means before. That which is before Yud Kei Vav Kei, take the letters Tes, Dalid, Hey, Dalid, which are the letters which come before Yud Kei Vav Kei, Va'ani Achroin, and take the letters which follow Yud Kei Vav Kei, which are Chav, Vav, Zayin, Vav. In other words, the letter that follows each one. If you add those together, those are Begematria Ani. Ani is the gematria of Rishon and Achroin, the letters which come before Yud Kei Vav Kei, the letters which come after Yud Kei Vav Kei. Note, this is a keli in a sense. You're creating a keli before, after, and kaviyochol Hashem in the middle. Kaviyochol, like you're surrounding Hashem, you're creating a tzimtzum around Hashem. Ani is the keli into which you place Hashem. In other words, if we have the letters Yud Kei Vav Kei standing over here, and you have the whole alphabet over here, and you want to insert Hashem, where do you insert Hashem? In between Tes and Chof, you place a Yud. In between this and this, you place Kaviyochol. We see how Ani is the Keli. Umi balodai ein elokim. And without me, without ani, you, without yud kei vav kei, there is no elokim. Why? Because when you take ani plus yud kei vav kei, it's begematria elokim. Ani rishon vani achroin. Ani is created through rishon and achroin. Umi balodai, and without yud kei vav kei, ein elokim. You don't have elokim because ani plus yud kei vav kei is begematria elokim with the kolel. Hmm. This is what the Arizal says. Ani rishon vani achroin. Umi balodecha ein elokim. There's one pasuk where it says umi balodecha ein elokim. There's another pasuk where it says umi balodai ein elokim.
Listen, it's not good. You said ani is Malchus. How does that relate to Malchus in this context of Jewish?
Tefila is Malchus. A keli. Malchus is always, the pasuk says, Kol hanacholim helchim el hayam. That all these streams flow into the ocean, feed into the ocean. The ocean symbolizes a Malchus. Why? The Arizal says the words el hayam make up Elokim. Elokim is Malchus, velokim malki nikedem. So we see that Malchus, whenever you talk about a keli, the keli is the Malchus.
But how does it relate to the context you're talking now? Which just said, this is saying now, in the context...
About what?
Yeah, right.
The answer is here again. You have Hashem. You have Hashem's name, Yud Kei Vav Kei. That's where all Shefa comes from. The question is, it comes from Hashem. What does it go into? You have to put out a cup to gather in this Shefa, to gather in Hashem. What's the cup to gather in Hashem? Well, let's look within the Hebrew alphabet. If you would want to place Hashem into something, where would you place it in? The letter Yud, if you would want to insert it, you have to insert it between the Tes and the Chaf. The letter K, if you want to insert it, you have to insert it between the Dalet and the Vav. The letter Vav, the letter K, and you'll note if you take that Keli, the place into which you insert it, it's Begimatria Ani, exactly.
And this, the last part of the finish you mentioned about Elikim, in other words, could you explain for a second? Elikim cannot come about except through the combination of Ani. And
Ani Hashem. Ani Hashem is Elokim, exactly, which means that Din comes from Chesed, as we're going to see in the next Torah. Yitzchak Avinu, Avrohom Hoyledes Yitzchak. Yitzchak Avinu came from Chesed. Ani Rishon Ani Achron, Umi Balodai. And without me, there is no Elokim. What does that mean? Without me, meaning Ani, we said Ani. And without me, who's the me? Yud Kei Vav Kei, which is the secret of the Ani. How did the Ani come about? Through the before and after of Yud Kei Vav Kei?
Right.
In Elokim. That's what it is. Okay. Now the next Torah that we're going to have is going to be a little more difficult because it's a longer Torah, which is from Miloshin HaChaverim. This Torah was still easier to follow, sort of. The next Torah is going to be a little more difficult to follow, the part that's Miloshin HaChaverim. Only afterwards, Rav Moshe Zal is going to explain the Torah as he understood it from Rav Elazar. That'll clarify it a little better, but there's a lot of news in this coming Torah, a lot of interesting things.
When Yirmiyahu said when Kevet Tzavet Geber originally, what did he mean over there by that?
In other words, in a sense that here again, the Zohar is the Mashpia, the Nekeva is the Mekabel, she's the one who receives, she acts as a Keli. A Keli is something that goes around, like, just like we said, right, in Yud Kei Vav Kei, what goes around it is what is the Keli. The Tes and the Chof is the Keli to receive the Yud, right? The Nekeva is the one which is to say the Gevra, she surrounds the Gevra, she's the Keli into which the Gevra is Mashpia.
I thought he meant the thing like the Beis Midrash or something.
No,
something.
I don't know exactly what it's talking about there, but that's Taicha the Pasuk.
How does that concept fit with, you say a lot of times as far as Nukva being hidden rather than on the outside? In other words, a Nukva in general is supposed to be hidden away.
One has nothing to do with the other. Okay. It's two different things completely. Kol kvoido basmelech penimo, but yet she's the Keli. In other words, it's a hidden Keli, okay, but that's the Keli. No question.
What about the chasin going around the kala? That type of thing?
Huh? The kala goes around the
chas. The kala goes around.
Note again, unekeva to save it together. She goes around him, right, and that's how she becomes a Keli. That's how she makes herself into a Keli to receive his ashvara. She goes around seven times to symbolize the malchus. That's how she becomes a Keli to be able to receive the Shefa. Okay, we'll start the next Torah. We'll try to do a part of it. But try to listen carefully. There's news here. There's new items here. Interesting things. Rabbi Elazar bases this Torah on a pasuk in Tehillim. Rumo al Shamayim Elokim. Kaviyochel Hashem is above heaven, above Shamayim. al kol haaretz kvaidecha, and yet Hashem's kavod covers the whole aretz. In other words, Hashem's kavod is above the heavens, and yet it's malach haaretz kvaidecha. Both concepts. Rabbeinu Zal says, hinei kol adam tzarech lerapois nafshei. Each and every person is required to cure his nefesh. Dahainu lahaleisa lamokim sharosha. Note every word here is very important to learn pshat in what's being said here. Each person is required to bring about a cure for his nefesh, which means literally, technically, to be mala his nefesh to its sherish. Ubamoa. And how does a person go about doing this? Rabbeinu Zal explains. First, he gives a foreword. Dehine yesh shnei mine dinim. There are two types of din. Aleph, echod, dino de misoavo. There is the din of tuma. The Aramaic word for tuma is misoavo. Bechinas nochosh hitil zuamo bechavo. The concept of nochosh placing a tuma. The nochosh placing a tuma into chavo. And the nochosh was an Indian of din. Ve'yesh dino kadisha, and there is a concept of holy din, kemo shekasu, as the pasuk says, asher ye'ahav Hashem yechiach, one whom Hashem loves, Hashem gives him teichacha, Hashem blesses him. So that blessing is a concept of din, but yet it's a din of kedusha. V'hascholas hiskarvus hu hisrachkus. We know that the rule is always at the beginning of hiskarvus. When Hashem wants to show a person hiskarvus, how does he do it? By showing him hisrachkus. This is the concept of a yisurin shelahava. When Hashem gives a person suffering, but it's purely for that person's benefit. K'may shamru chazal, as the Gemara says in Tainus, kol hamatzdik esatzmo yim milamato, matzdikin olav esadim milamalo. That any person who tries to come close to Kedusha, to make himself righteous, to judge himself on earth, he is judged from heaven also, in a sense, meaning that Hashem starts studying him carefully, and kaviyochol Hashem starts off with dim. The beginning of his karvus is his rachus. When a person starts coming close to Kedusha, the first thing that's set up is manias, all types of barriers to prevent him from coming close. V'hu b'chinas moichin dekatnus. This is the concept of moichin dekatnus, which is a type of din. Rabbeinu Zal says, v'hu b'chinas Avrom hoilides Yitzchok. This is the concept of Avrom Avinu giving birth to Yitzchok. Ki Avrom hu chesed, v'Yitzchok hu givura, pachad Yitzchok. V'chesed ze melubosh b'gvura. And this chesed of Avrom becomes cloaked within the gvura. In other words, within Yitzchak was a part of Avraham hidden. Within the gvura, there is chesed hidden within it. That's why the pasuk says, b'gevurois yesha yeminoi. Within the gevura, there shines forth a yemin, a right side, a chesed. Rabbeinu Zal says, this is what the pasuk says, ki govar oleinu chazdai. Again, we see the association between chesed and gvura, how they're both connected. Vizehu, Rabbeinu Zal explains now, ki Yitzchok hu bechinas elikim. Yitzchok Avinu is a concept of elikim. Kama shekosov, as the pasuk says, when Yitzchok Avinu was born, tzchoik osoli elikim. Sorry, Menu said, elikim made me laugh. V'hu bo mebechinas sorrow. Where did Yitzchak Avinu come from? Yitzchak Avinu came from Soro, Midas Malchus. Soro, who symbolizes the Malchus. K'may Shepirish Rashi, she Soro al kol ha'ilam. Why was she called Soro? Because she ruled over the whole world. She ruled over the whole world. V'dino de Malchuso dino. Malchus is an Indian of din. So we see that Soro Yineinu, who was Malchus, was a Bechin of Din. Yitzchak Avinu came from Soro. He was also a Bechin of Din, a Bechin of Elikin. Yeah, there was an item I wanted to mention recently in a shir, and I didn't get a chance to mention it. We'll say it now. Here it's more appropriate to say, because it's a deeper item. It's not necessarily for everybody. Rabbi Zal once said a fabulous chiddush to clarify this item, number one, to show how Soro Yimeinu is a Bechina. Here we see Alpi Rashi HaKodesh, the Gemara says that she's a Bechina of Malchus, she's Soro al Kol Olam, she ruled over the whole world, and Dino de Malchus Adino. The question is, where do we see a connection between Soro Yimeinu and Din, to really clarify this? Note that how long did Soro Yimeinu live? She lived 127 years, which right there tells you it's a Bechina of Malchus. because Dina de Malchusa Dina, Malchus is Aleph Dalet Nun Yud, the Achirayim of Aleph Dalet Nun Yud is Begematria 126. With the Kolel, it's 127. So we see right there that Sarah Imenu is an union of Malchus. That's the whole side why David HaMelech, the Gemara says that he slept like a horse. Sarah Imenu lived 127 years. There was once a story by Rav Enizal. He once had his Talmidim came to him. He was saying Torah, and they were, you could imagine, they wanted to hear what he was saying. So they started pushing real close to come, you know, to hear what he was saying. And they were leaning on the table hard, and the whole table caved in. So he said, "What do we have, Chayas here?" You know, like that kind of word he said at the time. Okay, right. Oh, he said that. He said, "I see it's getting to the time where the Pasuk says, Venuaru Elov Kol Agoyim. All the Goyim are going to come to hear Torah. This is like a bunch of Goyim sitting here breaking the table. Halavai should be like those Goyim." Okay, so it says that Sori Mena was an Indian of Malchus. She lived 127 years. This is the side why the Gemara says in Brachas about David HaMelech, the Gemara says, Hoyo Nisnam Nem Kisus. He slept like a horse. A horse is constantly moving around. He can't lie still for a long period of time. How would the Gemara dare, Chas V'Shalom, to compare David HaMelech to a sus? The Arizal says the Seid here is that David HaMelech is the Malchus Tikdusha, which is Aleph Dalet Nun Yud, which is Ba'achirayim Kuf Chavav, 126, which is Begematria Sus. This is the Seid and how you could apply the term Sus to David HaMelech. Sus is Aleph Dalet Nun Yud. Also, the Mefarshim say over there, note that Sus is Samach V'Samach, meaning he never slept more than six. The question is it Ad V'Ad Bechlal or Ad V'Loyad Bechlal? We say he never slept 60 winks. The question is, does it mean he never slept up, he slept 59 or 60 and not 61? So one of the Mephoshim brings, it means he slept 60, not 61, and that's Pshat why it called him Sus. Sus is Samach, 60, V'Samach, and another 60. In other words, there was an interruption between every 60 winks that he took. Okay, just a minute. So we see that 126 or 127 is an union of Malchus. That's why Esther Amalka ruled over 127 countries, also showing a shleimus of the Malchus Tekdusha. Okay, now the Sifrei Kabbalah explain, let's show how Sori Meinu symbolizes Din. We know that basically Din is Elikim, we said, right? In the Torah, the word Elikim is used to refer to Hashem, Kaviyachol. There's one other place where we use the word Elikim, and that's referring to Bezdin, judges. Judges, Adhu Elikim, Yovo Idvar Shnehem. They should be brought before a judge. Elikim is judge. And we know that what is a Jewish court called? Beis Din, a place of Din. No, that's the word, Din. The Mefarshim bring that you note that as far as Jewish courts are concerned, there are two basic courts that are really significant within the Jewish court system. There's the courts that they had. Each major city within the Jewish area had a court of 23 judges. That's the type of court that's roy to judge Dinei Nefashos. Is a court of 23 judges. And then there was the special court, which was the Beis Din Shel Ayin Aleph, the Beis Din which consisted of 71 judges, plus the Av Beis Din. The Av Beis Din was not among those 71. It was 71 plus the Av Beis Din, which means 72 judges and 23 judges. This combination of 72 judges plus 23 judges, 71 plus the Av Beis Din. The Av Beis Din was separate, which means 72 actually. Ayin Aleph is 71, plus 1 is 72. Okay, so the Mefarshim bring that this total of 23 plus 72, which is Begematria 95, that stands for the power of Din. The power of Din, the power of Malchus. Note that these Beis Din had the power of Memshola, Hefker, Beis Din, Hefker. They had the authority to take a person's possessions and say Hefker, meaning they were the Melochim at that time, the ones who ruled. Okay. The Mefarshim brings, so this number 95 we know is an Indian of Malchus. That's the side why David HaMelech, we just had a story this Shabbos by coincidence, where the king saw David HaMelech in a dream, and the Medrash brings two items about him. He was Admoini, he was reddish, and he was Yefei Einayim. The Sifrei Kabbalah bring Yefei is Begematria 95. Why does it use that word, Bedafka Yefei? Showing that he had this power of Malchus, Memshola. This is the sign by the one who went to do battle against Esther Amalka, who was the representative of the Malchus, the Sitra Achra, who went to do battle against the Jews, Haman. Haman is Begematria 95, who draws his koyach. We said that David HaMelech is Admoini. He's the redness of Kedusha. Where does Klipa draw its power from? What's the muzzle of the Klipa? Ma'adin, Mars. Ma'adin is Begematria 95. Mem, Aleph, Dalid, Yud, Mem. That's Ma'adin, that's Mars, the planet Mars, which is red, Dina de Malchusa Dina, note we're saying. Okay. That's the Seid also, why we have throughout the Megillah, what's the most important word? Where the Gemara says that whenever it says this word, it means Hashem, HaMelech. HaMelech. On Rosh Hashanah, we say HaMelech, not Melech HaKadosh, HaMelech. What's HaMelech? HaMelech is Begematria 95. Note the Meforshim bring that the Pasuk says in Chumash that Sara Yemenu had a nickname. She was called Yiska. What is Yiska? Yiska means, the Rashi HaKadosh says, she'socha b'ruach HaKadosh. She was able to see with Ruach HaKadosh. The Pasuk says that someone married someone else who was Avi Milka v'Avi Yiska, the father of Milka and the father of Yiska. And it's brought that Yiska is Sori Meinu, and I'm afraid that bring that Milka was also Sori Meinu. Note that Milka and Yiska are both Begematria 95. Milka refers to Malka. The power
was Milka.
Milka, shot wise over there, most deities are that she was another girl who was a sister of Sori Meinu. But the Rama Forshin had said that Milka and Yiska are both nicknames of Sori Meinu. Note why, because Milka and Yiska are both Begematria 95. Now we come to the clincher. How do we see that this is Taka Sora Yemenu, this Koyach of 95? Because Sora in Atbash, Shin becomes a Beis, Reish becomes a Gimel, He becomes a Tzadik. Sora in Atbash is Begematria at 95, showing that she is the union of Malchus, the union of Din. This whole, she's the keneged of Homon, Ma'adim, all of these items. And that's the connection with Dover HaMelech, Yefei, Enayim, all of these items, we see now how this is tied together. Now, back into what Rabbeinu Zal is saying. Rabbeinu Zal says that Yitzchok Avinu, who is the Bechina of Din, Yitzchok is Din, Pachad Yitzchok, he comes from Sora, who is Midas Malchus, Kamei Shepirish Rashi, She Sora Al Kol Olam, V'dina de Malchus Adina, V'ha'u, period. Now Rabbeinu Zal says, "V'hamalchus nikro tzedek." Malchus is called tzedek. K'may shekos says that Tikkun Ezer says in Posach Eliyahu, "Tzedek malchus kadisha." Tzedek is malchus. If you recall, we once had a Torah previously where Rabbeinu Zal explained each one of the letters of tzedek, how it shows that tzedek refers to malchus. The tzedek is a yud and a nun. The yud b'hastor is from a nun. The dalet is dalah va'aniya. The kuf is actually the letter hey with the leg pulled down. Ragleho yardos modos. Umalki tzedek melech sholem. You know what the pasuk says? Umalki tzedek melech. Tzedek is malchus. Malchus kadisha. Veze bechinas katnus. This is an Indian of katnus. Vehu bechinas vatichenu einov meirois. Note that it says by Yitzchak Avinu, oyer, light, is always an Indian of gadlus. Cheshech is an Indian of katnus. Note that it says by Yitzchak Avinu, Vatichenu Einov Merois, his eyes were too weak to see. There was a cheshech by him because he was din. Din is cheshech. Vehu bechinas cheshech, vela cheshech koro laila, which is an Indian of laila. Vehu bechinas nefesh, which is also an Indian of the nefesh. Nefesh is also an Indian of din, an Indian of cheshech. Why? Kemoy shekosuv nafshi ivisicho balaila. My nefesh thinks about you, craves you, at night. Note that nefesh is referred to night, an Indian of malchus. Nefesh is malchus. We explained many, many times that nefesh is the lowest part of nefesh ruach neshamot. Nefesh is malchus. Nefesh is begematria of five times elikim, showing also that it's an Indian of malchus. V'tzorech kol odom leilech mikatnus legadlus. And each person has to see to it to bring himself from katnus to gadlus, which means Hamtokas Hadinim. If Katnus is Din, Gadlus is the opposite of that, which means Hamtokas Hadin. Ukishebo Legadlus, and when a person gets to Gadlus, that's the opposite of Atichenu Einov. By Yitzchak Avinu, it says his eyes were weak. What's the opposite of that? Vatipokachno eine shnehem. That's sechel, sechel dikdusha, vatipokachno einem. That's the opposite. That's the hamtokas adinim. The study of Torah is what's mamtig dinim more than anything. Pikeach, vatipokachno means pikeach. Upirish Rashi, and Rashi Kodesh says there, al shem hachochmo nemar, that that refers to chochmo, which means that the study of Torah is what's mamtig dinim more than anything else. This is what the pasuk says. Vayar Elokim es ho'or ki toiv. Hashem saw the oir that it was good. And the Gemara says ve'ein toiv elo Torah. Toiv refers to Torah. So we see that Torah is toiv, good, which is the opposite of ra, which is the opposite of meichin de katnus, which is the opposite of din. Ushnei oh. We'll hold it over here for now. Now Rabbi Nizal is going to go into a little explanation, branch out a little bit on the side, to discuss Hoshana Rabbah and Simchas Torah, which refer to Dibur with Das, Dibur without Das. Rabbi Nizal is going to explain this whole thing of Din a little bit more. Now note the choppiness here, how difficult it is to understand. You'll see when Rabbi Nizal goes over it, you'll see it's like a piece of Likutei Halachos flowing, rolling. It's like you're rolling gently from one item into the next without being afraid of being falling at any point. Each thing leads you into the next much more clearly. We'll hold it over here for now.
You see, Gashem Lashem Chaver. He's somebody who was one of the Talmud that sat and put down the whole thing.
Means exactly. Other Talmudim who were there took notes. They wrote down the Shir as they saw it. This is their writing. Their writing of Rabbeinu Zal Shir. Literally, Lashem Chaver. Now, Rabbeinu Zal. Zay Sater Shusin Zaloy Shamati Mipiva Kodesh, who made Loshna Haverim Kanal, Vahamai and Yerebeino Shaloshin the Gunga Ma'id. If somebody else studies, he'll see that the Loshin is very shaky, very jittery, the Choser Harbe, and there's a lot that's obviously there's some explanation needed here. In other words, it's choppy, they don't lead you from one thing to the next smoothly. The Gamma Shenichtav, who Shalek is Seder, and what's written down, if you'll study it clearly, as we're going to continue now, it's going to get harder than before, you see that some things aren't really in sequence. Alkein omarti levaya ktsas kifi ma shehivanti medvorim elu hanichtovim kan. Therefore, I'm going to give my personal understanding, how I understood what I found written, the way I understood it, vehu, and it is as follows. And this is where you first are given a picture. They were tzaddikim niflon, the other Talmidim, really great tzaddikim. We're talking about ones who were wild tzaddikim. I'm saying really great. And yet you see how he listened to a shir, how they listened to a shir, that there was definitely a major difference in his level of being able to understand quickly and being able to put everything into sequence the right way and the way they put it down. You'll see soon, when we do the next part, you'll see a difference.
He starts the whole thing,
and you'll see the difference. In other words, he's taking the same items, just rewording it a little, and filling in a couple of little gaps, and it becomes a whole different thing.
Because I thought that the previous Torah was okay as is, definitely.
That's number one. And number two, the fact that he got it from them, he didn't want to chas v'shalom, he didn't want to take credit for what didn't belong to him. In other words, you know that wherever he doesn't write Loshna Chaverim, he's taking pride in the fact these are my notes. This is what I wrote down, and I'm presenting it to the world.
Oh.
Or where it's not his, he says Loshna Rabbeinu Zal. Certain times where he copied Rabbeinu Zal's notes directly, you'll see every single time he says Loshna Rabbeinu Zal. Here it was an item that he wasn't present to hear. He saw it from the writing of his Chaverim. He writes down Loshna Chaverim, and he wrote down the whole Loshna as is. And I'll tell you a secret. Could be the reason why he put that down was Betafka to show this item, to show a difference. Just as the Arizal told people, it's not really the same, because by the Arizal, he gave a word, he said, whatever anybody else quotes from me is sheker. You know, he used that kind of word. I had a lot of Talmidim, Tzadikim, good ones. I don't want you to take a word that they say as being true. Everything they tell you about what I taught is baloney. The only one who has the authority to quote me was Rav Chaim Vitalzal. Now, Rabbeinu Zal, I don't think he ever made that statement. But just by Rav Nosenzal presenting this and this, it shows who he was.
The reason why he put the Lashon even over here in this case, that looks choppy, he put it in anyway.
That's what I'm saying, 100%.
Our other fan has like the
That's not Tefillah Shel Lishmo. Tefillah Shel Lishmo, Rabbeinu Zal, means where you don't have kavona. You don't connect. You don't tie together tightly your mind with the words.
Yeah, but let's say you doubt something that...
Something gashmias completely. It's a lower level tefillah than rosnias. 100%.
Yeah.
But how could anybody daven for Gashus? Don't we always have to use it for the service of Hashem, the serving Hashem?
If a person has brains, he knows that whatever Gashus they got, you get a house. What do you want to use a house for? To be able to sit in and study Torah. It's like we said, the concept of mezuzah. What's the purpose of mezuzah? To get the shaya yamaisya, your purpose in wanting, you know, the word shaka, if you recall, we mentioned, was a reminder that the purpose of putting up this house is to be able to study Torah in it, to be able to do mitzvahs in it.
Does this have anything with 95 about, you mentioned once about the 96 rules
in the Torah? I don't know. I would have to take a look at my notes on that. That's what Rabbi Zalman's mentioned, is the fact that there are, just this second, that's, he said that there are 96 windows in the Beis HaMikdash, and he said that that corresponds to the shameless of Kael Avni, which is the lottery of 96. I have to see exactly what he said on that.
He's the Sanhedrin together too, but the Kael is 96.
I would have to see what he said on it. I don't remember exactly what he said on it. It has notes on the other side of it. He's copied it. It's just these words.
How is 95 Malchus? 95 Malchus.
The Bezdin. That's the first time I just thought of it. The fact that Bezdin, which is Elohim, is Ayin Bez Chafim. When I'm saying this is an item that Rabbi Zal once mentioned on one of those Friday afternoons, and the way that he presented it was he started off by saying that we know that Bezdin is Elohim, which is Malchus, and basic Bezdin is two courts, Ayin Bez and Chaf Gimel. This is the side why Soleimain was symbolized as Malchus, because she is Atbash Tzadikei, 95 Bedafna. And he said this will explain different things throughout the Torah, in the Megillah, Hamon, Madim, Dover HaMelech, Yefei Einayim. All of these items fit into place now. So this is Soid. This is the Limud of Soid, where it gives you a clearer understanding that the names, every name that's used in the Torah has tremendous chashivas, every figure, every number that's used in the Torah. In other words, the way that it's snagged and learned Gemara, in other words, it's understood that that's to be overlooked. In other words, that that's to be ignored, sort of. And that's the silly attitude, because that's the mesikas of the Torah, is the parparois, the dessert, which is soid, which is generally based on numbers. There's no getting around it. Besides the fact that you have a large portion of halachas in the Gemara that are based on gematria, the 30 days of a neder, of a nazir, which the pasuk says, yihyeh begematria 30, items that are brought clear in the Gemara. But if you look in the Sifrei Kabbalah, the Sifrei Soid, you'll note that majority of those sforim are based on the gematriois of the names of Hashem, of all the different numbers used in the Torah, the names of the Avos HaKadoshim, Yitzchak is 8, Yosef is 6 times Hashem's name, Yaakov is 7, Yitzchak is 8, Avraham Avinu is Kael, because he's 9 times Kael, because he 8 times Kael because he's chesed, you know, all kinds of different things. All based on numbers. You see that it's not stone. It's not something to push aside.
What are the letters before you
Tess. Yeah. Before Yud comes Tess. Before Hey comes Dalid. Before Vav comes Hey. And before Hey comes Dalid again. It's Tess, Dalid, Hey, Dalid.